Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and I'm excited to be with you today. We're talking more about courses, and we're going to answer a question that I know many of you struggle with, and that is, how do I come up with a price, right? Now, yes, you could go with the average, or you could look at your competitors and see what they're pricing it at and just go with that, but I'm going to challenge that thought process and take it a little bit deeper because the fact of the matter is you can't peek under the hood of their course to see what are they really offering. And I'm going to show you how to strategically price this so that you can build up to something that ultimately makes you much more money than a traditional, typical course. All right, let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. There's typically two frames of thoughts that are going into this whole pricing conversation. The first is, you know what? I'm just going to price it low because I'm just getting started. I don't have a lot of testimonials. It's my first time. You know, all of the fear-based or like, sheepish type thinking. The other piece of the coin is overcharging because of all the hard work that you put into it. You want to make your money back on that. So you put a bigger price on it because you're thinking that the price of that one course to one person should pay you for the amount of time you invested. And you got to remember, obviously, this is a long game and you're going to sell it over and over again. So where's the balance? And I think that's the real question here. One thing I do want to say on the pricing it too low, there's an important mindset piece that is true for marketing. When you underprice your product, and this truly is for everything. It doesn't matter if you're doing coaching, or if you're selling a course or whatever. If you underprice yourself, what ultimately happens is it gives the wrong message. You attract the wrong students. You get bargain hunters, people who are just really are not committed. They're not going to put the work in. They're not desperately looking for that transformation. These people are like, oh, this is a nice to have, and why not for that price? Okay, that's their mindset. You signal low value too. So there's a psychology, even though your course may be more valuable than a more expensive course, in the end, people will just assume it was a less value course because of the price. There's a famous example from psychologist Robert Cialdini. His book is called Influence. A jewelry shop wanted to put items on sale, but accidentally increased the prices instead. Those items sold faster than they had ever sold before. Why though? Like why? Because people perceive them as more valuable. Price sends a signal. So if you're underpricing, you could be sending the wrong signal. And then the same could be true on the other side. Like you could price yourself out of the market. So it is true. You do want to find the balance. And I just wanted to share that thing about that mindset, like dispel the myth that you need to, from the beginning, underprice your product just to sell it, just to get it started. I do not subscribe to that train of thought. I want to share a statistic with you that is going to lead into a deeper conversation. So there was an analysis of over 132,000 online course sales found that the average course price is $137. and that the median is around $100, and that most courses fall between $100 and $300 range. Now, using that logic, you might think, oh, okay, well, I need to be in the $100 to $300 range. The answer I would say to you is yes, you should have a course in that price range. Does it need to be your primary course? No. And this is where we get into a deeper conversation. I want to give you a couple examples. And what I'm really laying out here for you, my friend, is a business model, not just a course pricing structure, okay? We've already established the course pricing structure is based on the transformation you're offering. Now, the question becomes, how do you position your course? And when do you give, when, how do you know, like, I'm giving enough information for $100 to $300 price point versus, okay, this course is more of a $500 price point, or this one is even more? Because the transformational value that you offer is easily worth more in some cases. And I want to start out by giving you some examples that I've seen, and then I'll dig into a little bit on how you can evaluate your. Really, it's not even evaluate it. It's like you want to organize your content so that you have a ladder. Because look at it like this. And I would not be a good like business mentor if I didn't tell you this. If all you were going to do was to go build a course for $100 and expect to make a bunch of money off of it, I mean, not saying you couldn't, but you're leaving money on the table because you're not selling up into a next level. So build a product ladder of courses where your $100 offer upsells into your $500 offer, upsells into your $2,000 offer. Okay? This is exactly what my client did with her Christmas Design Institute. $99, you can go learn how to make a gorgeous tree, a luxurious tree. But if you want to learn how to really transform a space using what she teaches as the principles of design, you're going to pony up for a $500 experience. And then if you want to learn how to take that skill and turn it into a six-figure business, then you're going to pony up again, right? And that's a product ladder. So when it comes to pricing, I think those key price points that we just outlined, so $100 to $300 for level one, which at that level, how you want to organize your content is you want it to be a specific skill. So let's say you, with all this AI technology out there, there's a great, I recently saw a gal, she's making a lot of money as an AI photo shoot photographer. Okay, so she's got a whole process built out for it and she sells it for like $60 and you get 25 AI images and they look amazing. She's done a phenomenal job. Then she's offering a $97 course on how you could do this too. $97 is that price point that is great to teach a specific skill. And I'm sure taking the course, you're going to learn the ins and outs of how to really produce high quality images using an AI platform, something beyond the ChatGPT. That's awesome. People are paying for it too. Now we're going to have a saturated market of people doing that. So now what's the next level? How do they really build this into a business? That could be level the next level, or how do they pair that service with other services, etc. You get where I'm going with that? Like the next level up is not worth $100. The $100 is for a one skill transformation. When you're teaching multiple skills, resulting in a much larger transformation, like how to turn that AI, how to build a business with AI. Like maybe you're offering multiple AI services that piggyback on each other. So you can now differentiate yourself in the marketplace. You're not just an AI photo generator, right? The next level up is bundling. And then the next level up from that is literally learning how to build a business. You get where I'm coming from? Like the transformation elevates. What skill are you teaching? Or maybe what you need to do is distill your information and go in reverse. Because a common thing I see business owners do is overcomplicate things. So they'll have, so much information they want to produce. They need to actually distill it down into a basic. And also, by the way, that's a great way to just get started. Distill it down to one simple skill transformation. make the course, start selling the course, and then build the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one. Okay. Now, if you want to go deeper on this, you want to ask some questions, you've got some ideas, but you're not really clear on how to build a product ladder that aligns with what you offer. And more importantly, you want to understand, is my idea going to work? I think that's always a big question. You know, sometimes we're like, yeah, I have the skill, but how do I know for sure that it's going to sell? There's a lot of ways we can look at that. And that's what I'm going to be going over on Wednesday. We're talking about how to build a profitable course framework for 2026. So if this is a topic that you've been really interested in and you've been noodling on it for a while, but you haven't taken action, I'm sure there's questions you have that you want to get answered. So join me on Wednesday because it's going to be a great opportunity for you to get real hands-on help here. So be sure to register right now at bizinaboxsolutions.com/courses. The link is in the description below. I really look forward to seeing you there. I want to help you expand your bottom line in 2026 with a resource that could eventually be a passive income lever you can pull in your business. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you found value in this episode. And until next time, bye for now.